here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of the short story writer Amy Hempel, born Chicago, 1951. After high school, moved to San Francisco, went through a horrible two-year period. Her mother, her aunt, both killed themselves. She herself was in two serious accidents. Her best friend died of leukemia. She worked as a journalist first, and later Amy Hempel said, "Journalism taught me how to write a sentence that would make someone want to read the next one." Amy Hempel, who says she always starts a story knowing the first and last lines. It was on this date, 1911, that Roald Amundsen and his team became the first humans to reach the South Pole. Amundsen, Norwegian, practical, meticulous, he once said, "Adventure is just poor planning." He and his team beat out the British explorer Robert F. Scott to the South Pole. Amundsen won because he was willing to use sled dogs for transportation, and Robert F. Scott believed that traveling by dog sled was undignified. They had to travel 800 miles into Antarctica in weather that occasionally got down to 70 below zero. They had to eat some of the dogs as food. But they carried on, and they planted a Norwegian flag there. Robert F. Scott's party reached the South Pole a little more than a month later, traveling by foot, and they froze to death on their way back. It's the birthday of Shirley Jackson, San Francisco, 1916, best known for her story, The Lottery, about a yearly ritual in a town in which the townspeople select one of their own and stone him or her to death to ensure a bountiful harvest. She wrote novels, too, The Haunting of Hill House, and her comic novels, Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. And it's the birthday of the Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe, born at Knudstrup in Denmark. He became interested in astronomy after a solar eclipse in 1560, and he conducted rigorous observations of the heavens night after night, the last major astronomer to do so without the use of a telescope. He died after attending a formal banquet, where even though his bladder was full, he did not leave the table to go to the toilet because it would have been a breach of etiquette, and he suffered a painful urinary infection and died from taking mercury, trying to cure himself. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, meaning well. Marrying is like somebody throwing the baby up, it happy and then throwing it higher, to the ceiling, which jars the loose bulb and it goes out as the baby starts down. Let me read it once more, meaning well. Marrying is like somebody throwing the baby up, it happy and them throwing it higher, to the ceiling, which jars the loose bulb and it goes out as the baby starts down. A poem by Jack Gilbert, meaning well, from his collected poems, published by Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012 at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.